We are now at Siddha Bakul, one of the most transcendental places in all of Jagannath Puri. I received a call, just to give you some idea. I received a call yesterday from one of my godbrothers from America. And he asked me, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm in Jagannath Puri." He said, "Jagannath Puri? I went to Jagannath Puri 20 years ago. And you know what's outstanding in my mind? The one thing I can remember from 20 years ago was the spiritual vibration I felt when visiting Siddha Bakul. And I have some memory of the look of the place, the Bakul tree, under which Haridas Thakur sat and chanted. Not only Haridas Thakur, but when they would come here to Jagannath Puri, Sanatan Goswami would stay with Haridas Thakur. Rupa Goswami would stay with Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here every day to give association and spend time with Haridas Thakur. So maybe this will be the impression that will stay with you from your visit to Jagannath Puri also. Very, very sacred place. The Siddha Bakul name has passed on since the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because when residence arrangements were made for Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found this place. Actually, what he did was he made exact suitable arrangements for everyone according to their disposition. He knew the hearts perfectly of each of his devotees, and he made appropriate arrangements according to their disposition of heart. Haridas Thakur, as we mentioned, was with the first group of Vaishnavas that came from Navadvip to Jagannath Puri after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's South Indian tour. When we visit Gambira, we'll find out how the arrangements for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay in Gambira was made. Prior to his South Indian tour, Mahaprabhu stayed in the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and other nearby arrangements with Gopinath Acharya. When he came back, he stayed at Gambira. And Kal Krishnadas, who was in Lord Chaitanya's constant association during his South Indian tour, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Kal Krishnadas, to the other devotees, "I am now finished with my service that Kal Krishnadas can offer. He can go wherever he likes. He came as my assistant and he left my association, being attracted by the association of the Badaharis. I had to go and personally grab him by the hair and drag him back from that bad association. And now we are back here in Puri. He can go wherever he likes." The devotees, hearing this, were feeling the pain that Kal Krishnadas must himself be feeling. Because although through bad association, he acted in a very inappropriate way, he just abandoned Lord Chaitanya and went into a band of nomads, tribal people, who were attracted to intoxication and association with women. through bad association, even in the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this can happen. What to speak of ourselves? So they were understanding what Kalkrishna Das must be feeling. Devastated. No shelter in Mahaprabhu's service. So they came up with a nice service. This is Vaishnava. They considered what would be a very nice service for Kalkrishna to do. If not directly under the order of Mahaprabhu, in Mahaprabhu's service somehow. So they selected him to go to Navadvip and informed the devotees that Mahaprabhu has returned. He's in Jagannath Puri. Come at once and get his association. Not only that, they could hear all the details firsthand from Kalkrishna Das, what Lord Chaitanya did in the course of all of his South Indian tour for 2 years, except for the Badahari episode. So Kalkrishna Das was feeling the mercy of the Vaishnavas. And he went, along with some prasad of Lord Jagannath, to bring to the devotees in Navadvip and bring the news of Lord Chaitanya's return. When he reached the residence of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur, Advaita Acharya was ecstatic. Mahaprabhu has come, tell all the devotees, Chandrasekhar, alert all the devotees, bring everyone here, we'll have a grand festival. For 3 days, they celebrated. Wonderful kirtan and prasadam distribution and arranged for Shivananda Sen to gather all the necessities so they could make their trip to Jagannath Puri and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And although Haridas Thakur was quite elder, he went along with all the devotees. The Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that this was just at the time of Rath Yatra. Just prior to the time of Rath Yatra, there was Snan Yatra. And after the bathing ceremony, big festival here in Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went out of Puri to a temple a few miles away. We'll also visit this temple later, where he stayed in feelings of separation from Lord Jagannath, because after the bathing of Lord Jagannath for 15 days, he's taken into seclusion because he catches a cold from the snan. So they feed him special juices and get-well medicines. Very nice, very tasty. And experiencing separation from Lord Jagannath, Mahaprabhu left. But when the Vaishnavas came here to Jagannath Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sent a Brahmin to inform Mahaprabhu, please come, the Vaishnavas have come to see you for Rath Yatra. And Mahaprabhu left his own emotion, his own very nice instruction. He set aside his own personal feeling in favor of the higher emotion of coming to serve and receive the Vaishnavas. His transcendental emotion took the second position to his position of service to the Vaishnavas, those that were so dear to him, those that saw Mahaprabhu as their life and soul. He simply came here in a joyful mood to serve and receive all the Vaishnavas. There's a wonderful description of that reception. He sent Swarup Damodar ahead with garlands and sandalwood paste to give, and Govinda, to give to all the devotees who had come. And one by one they were garlanded and given sandalwood paste to cool their bodies. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, just like when the ceremony was held in Hastinapur for acknowledging Yudhisthira Maharaj as the king, Krishna took the service of reception. He was in charge of receiving the guests. In a similar transcendental mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally took charge of receiving all the devotees and seeing that they had appropriate residences. And after one by one greeting all the devotees, he then asked, "Where is Haridas?" They said, "Oh, Haridas feels himself unfit to be in the association of all the devotees, so he's still out on the road paying his obeisances." Who can imagine how much time had passed and Haridas Thakur is still paying obeisances? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to where Haridas Thakur was still prostrated, feeling himself unqualified to be in the holy dham and unqualified to be in the association of devotees, but so eager to be with Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu picked him up and said, "Haridas, your humility is causing me such pain. Please get up. Come. Take your residence. Where is a nice place for you to stay? Where would you like to stay?" Haridas Thakur, the humble Vaishnava that he was, said, "I'm not fit to stay any place too close to the Jagannath temple. I don't feel qualified even to enter the Jagannath temple. But some place where I can see the chakra on top of the temple." So Mahaprabhu chose this place, where we are now, where it's not so far from the temple, and daily Haridas could sit. There's as you notice as we were walking here, a little bit of an incline, a little bit up on a hill. There wasn't all these buildings and, you know, stuff like there is now. He could sit, see the top of the Jagannath Mandir, and very peacefully chant the holy name all day long. After some years, the Bakul tree was becoming old and the foliage was not so abundant like it is now. Mahaprabhu was feeling badly that Haridas Thakur was in the heat of the sun all day long. And so he embraced the Siddha Bakul tree. And instantly, new life came to the Siddha Bakul tree, new branches and ample foliage, so that Haridas Thakur would be very nicely sheltered in the shade of the Bakul tree. Those of you that were with us in Mayapur, you will recall in Mamgachi there was another Siddha Bakul tree where Saranga Thakur was taking shelter. And it likewise had become old and lifeless, and same transcendental lila. Mahaprabhu embraced the tree and instantly new twigs, new leaves, new little shoots appeared on the tree just by his embrace. Therefore the name Siddha Bakul. Wanted to narrate one more pastime from Puliya that's recorded in Chaitanya Bhagavat. A very important one for those of you that may take up preaching, and you may run into this question. I have run into this question sometimes, where people want to know, why do you chant out loud? Is it not said in the scriptures that sacred syllables should be chanted silently? And it's a violation of the scripture to chant them aloud. And they lose their effectiveness if you chant aloud. So one Brahmana in Puliya raised this question in a challenging mood to Haridas Thakur. Why are you doing like this? Where does it say this in the scripture? And here is Haridas Thakur's answer. If one chants silently within one's mind, then the mood that is nurtured by that chanting is the mood of one's own liberation. But the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not simply interested in their own liberation. They're interested in giving benefit to all living entities with their life. Any saintly person will think in that way, how this life can be used in service to others. And so not only other beings, other people benefit from the chanting. Haridas Thakur explained, according to the scriptures, even lower life forms, dogs, birds, even insects, even blades of grass, the non-moving living beings, receive benefit from the loud chanting of the holy name. When that sound vibration is heard, it acts directly upon the soul. It's not a material activity. It's not a material sound vibration. It's a spiritual sound vibration that directly acts upon the soul. And therefore, all the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and myself included, we chant the holy name loudly. And he gave us the example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself conducted Utkirtan. Many wonderful exchanges took place right here where we are. Sanatan Goswami glorified Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur wanted to glorify Sanatan Goswami as being the recipient of the greatest form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, when residing here with Haridas Thakur, Sanatana Goswami had oozing itches. You recall this from the Chaitanya Charitamrita? Sanatana Goswami was living in Vrindavan, and he wanted to come and visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so he found out from the devotees the exact path to the Jarikhand forest. Each place. And made a plan to retrace the steps of Lord Chaitanya passing through Jarikhand forest to come here to Puri. In the course of that travel, he drank some water that was not good water. And as a result, he contracted a disease with weeping sores. Weeping meaning wet, meaning they would ooze yucky, smelly pus. And he was thinking, as after contracting this disease, what am I going to do when I go to Jagannath Puri? Because I won't be able to even come close to the Jagannath temple, because if the pujaris that are always coming and going move against my body, then I'll contaminate them. And that'll be such a great offense. And if I come into the association of Mahaprabhu, he'll want to embrace me, because this is his affectionate nature. And if he was to do that, then this oozing sores would smear all over the body of Mahaprabhu. What am I to do? I know. I'll go to Jagannath Puri, and when it comes time for Rath Yatra, I'll throw my body beneath the wheel of Lord Jagannath. I'll be crushed before Lord Jagannath, and I'll achieve the spiritual world during the resounding kirtan, the chanting of the holy name. Hari Bol. And he didn't disclose his mind to anyone. But one day, when he reached Jagannath Puri, and he kept the association of Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu spoke to him directly and said, without his having disclosed this to anyone, he knew his mind, and said, Sanatan Goswami, you can't achieve the spiritual world like that. If it were so, everyone would jump in front of the cartwheels of Lord Jagannath. Rather, You have surrendered unto me. Your body belongs to me. You have no right to take this body, which is my property, and use it as you like. I forbid you to do this. So direct order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given. So what to do? Here he is in Jagannath Puri, where he can't stay and he can't go. So he consulted with Jagatananda Pandit. Jagatananda Pandit's temple, we visited his deities. And Jagatananda Pandit was a very intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We'll describe Jagatananda Pandit one evening. And he poured out his heart, Sanatana Goswami, poured out his heart to Jagatananda Pandit, who then made a nice suggestion: stay till the end of the rainy season, and then you can return. And then you can return back to Vrindavan, and there everything will be all right. Mahaprabhu, being omniscient, he understood about this conversation. And he questioned Sanatana Goswami, "What is your plan?" "Oh, my plan is I'll stay for the rest of the rainy season and then go to Vrindavan." Jagatananda Pandit thought that was a very nice idea. Lord Chaitanya then spoke very strongly. "What is this young boy giving you any kind of advice? You are his superior in all respects. What audacity." So Sanatana Goswami's life was to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but giving up his life was forbidden, and leaving was forbidden. And what's he to do? Such anxiety. And when Lord Chaitanya would come here, he would embrace Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami would try to run. "Don't touch me. This body is abominable. And your body is fully transcendental. I'm just making offense after offense after offense. Why should I stay here in this holy dham?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Sanatana Goswami, right here at Siddhabakul, "Sanatana Goswami, as far as I'm concerned, your body is like nectar, just like a mother when she's caring for her small child, cleaning up the body of the small child. It's great pleasure. The mother doesn't think, 'Oh, what an offense, the smelly substance on the body of the child.' Because of the affection of the mother, it brings the mother great happiness. Just touching your body similarly brings me transcendental happiness. Please don't think in this way." And he again firmly embraced Sanatana Goswami, and at once, a miracle, the sores disappeared from Sanatana Goswami's body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then smiled and left. Haridas Thakur was glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. "Such a merciful Lord you are. You simply tested Sanatana Goswami again and again and again and again just to show his glories to the whole world. What a great devotee Sanatana Goswami is. Sanatana Goswami, I don't know anyone that has received such mercy from Mahaprabhu as you." So in response, Sanatana Goswami said about Haridas Thakur, "You are the greatest recipient of the mercy of the Supreme Lord. He has descended in this world to establish the Yuga Dharma, and he selected you as the Acharya for the chanting of the holy name. Haridas Thakur, not only you're the greatest recipient of the Lord's mercy, you're perfect pure devotee of the Lord. Some devotees, their prachar is nice, but their achar is not. And some, their achar is nice, but they don't preach. But Haridas Thakur, you're perfect in both. So Haridas Thakur has been glorified in that way. Right here, it's Siddha Bakul by Sanatan Goswami. Because Haridas Thakur, feeling himself low-born, would not go into the temple. He stayed here, and it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the merciful Lord Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being non-different as Krishna himself, the stationary Lord Jagannath provided through the moving Lord Jagannath, Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his prasad and his association. Haridas Thakur was such an elevated Vaishnav, the Supreme Lord came to his residence every day, bringing prasad of Lord Jagannath and spending time discussing Krishna Katha. So the passing of Haridas Thakur, we visited the samadhi of Haridas Thakur some distance just before the ocean. From here, at Siddha Bakul, one day Govinda came to deliver the prasad to Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur was looking quite ill. And Govinda said, "Haridas, are you not keeping well? Is everything all right?" He said, "My body is all right, but my mind is not all right. I'm always disturbed by thoughts apart from Krishna." Then Govinda said, "Please take Jagannath Prasad." And Haridas Thakur said, "No, how can I do that? I've not completed my chanting. How can I eat without fulfilling my vow?" But then, it's the prasad of Lord Jagannath. How can I not take the prasad of Lord Jagannath when it comes like this? So he accepted a small amount of prasad and resumed his chanting. The next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came himself and said, "I've heard from Govinda that you're not keeping well. Haridas Thakur, you're very old now. And you're a perfected soul. There's no need for you any longer to continue keeping some numerical chanting as you have been doing. All any names that you chant is on the perfected platform. Please, Haridas, reduce your eating and take better care of your health." Haridas Thakur replied to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My body is okay, but there is one thing that's paining me very much. What is that? I have a sense that very soon you're going to end your pastimes here in Jagannath Puri. And I don't want to see that. I don't want to experience the separation of seeing you go away. We saw that when you left Navadvipa and everyone was devastated. Now here with you in Puri, I don't want to experience that lila of yours. If you would be very merciful and fulfill this desire, I would like to give up my body, calling your name Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, with your foot upon my heart and simply gazing into your eyes upon your beautiful lotus face. Please fulfill this one desire of mine." Mahaprabhu understood Haridas's transcendental sentiments. And he returned the next day with many of his associates And with loud kirtan, Mahaprabhu, just as Haridas Thakur had desired, Mahaprabhu stood before him with Haridas Thakur in a reclining position in his Samadhi Mandir. There's pictures. Lord Chaitanya with his foot on the chest of Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur just staring with unblinking eyes on Mahaprabhu's face, called his name. And voluntarily, just like Grandfather Bhishma, gave up his body. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes, it was just like the passing of Grandfather Bhishma. In the assembly of all the great devotees of the Lord, with his consciousness willfully withdrawing from external activity and fixing his mind upon the personality of Godhead. When Haridas Thakur left his body, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't weep and sob. He picked up the body of Haridas Thakur and began dancing in the kirtan, holding the body and dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing. As the day was drawing to its close, Sarup Damodar said, Mahaprabhu, it is time, we must do the ceremony before the sun sets for placing the body of Haridas Thakur in the proper situation. So Mahaprabhu carried the body of Haridas Thakur to the sea. With his own hand, he bathed the body of Haridas Thakur. Again, pictures show this. Then with his own hand, he dug a place in the sand and deeply dug and dug and dug. He placed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sand and then with his own hand put one handful of sand over the body of Haridas Thakur, and the other Vaishnavas in the midst of the roaring kirtan, they also covered the body of Haridas Thakur. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pronounced that from this day forward, simply because the body of Haridas Thakur has been bathed in the ocean, this is forever a sacred place. And from that time, the samadhi of Haridas Thakur has been considered a very, very wonderful sacred place of pilgrimage for all the Vaishnavas. So this Siddha Bakul, especially for the devotees, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, to come here and pay our respects to Haridas Thakur. Where our prayer is that the qualities that Haridas Thakur, by his mercy, may enter into our hearts. Because when those qualities enter our hearts, then we can chant the holy name with greater devotion and in a proper way and receive the full benefit of the chanting of the holy name. He's the acharya for the chanting of the holy name, and every one of us here, we're daily chanting the holy name. So if we can somehow receive the mercy of Haridas Thakur, and through that receiving of his mercy, become inspired to strive for the full shelter of the chanting of the holy name, hearing of the pastimes of Haridas Thakur alone, it's filled with transcendental potencies. Being in the place where he has executed his pastimes of chanting the holy name is filled with great spiritual potency. Again, I'm thinking of that conversation yesterday afternoon. Very, very sincere devotee saying the one thing that made the strongest impression was the time spent here, the spiritual vibrations of Haridas Thakur's place of chanting is very, very great. If we want to advance in Krishna consciousness, the advancement through the chanting of the holy name is our channel, our activity, And Haridas Thakur is the best deliverer of the mercy that comes from the holy name. So very sincere prayers should be offered here. Make one more, just a detailed comment. Later, one of the mornings, we'll be speaking about Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and his Haridas Thakur's Samadhi. You recall, we went into the temple. To the left is Haridas Thakur's Samadhi, a deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a murti of Advaita Acharya, and over in the corner was, he's a Babaji, Radha Raman, something like that. When we describe Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's life, before he took his vow to chant 1 billion names of the Lord, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur had a intense disagreement with the practice that we saw going on in the temple down there. There were two things you read in Bhaktisiddhanta's biography. The chanting of not the Hare Krishna mantra that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, but another mantra. Nite Gaur Radhe Shyam Japa Hare Krishna Hare Ram. Something like that. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur taught this is rasa basa. It's not acceptable. What to speak of? Why not take the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave? He made his residence at Haridas Thakur's Samadhi. Why not take the mantra that Haridas Thakur chanted? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted. Why something else? And the something else is rasa basa. And then there was another strong objection Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur had. There was one chief disciple whose name I can't remember, but he had this chief disciple practice becoming Lalita Sakhi by his wearing a sari and practicing becoming Lalita Sakhi's assistant. Bhaktisiddhanta strongly objected to such an artificial practice. And later spoke the same way with certain persons in Radhakund who would do the same thing. One of the Upa Sampradaya practices. He spoke in such strong Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur style that he was making an uproar in Puri. At that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur advised him, I think you should go to Mayapur and chant Hare Krishna. I'll handle this in another way. And so Bhaktisiddhanta went to Mayapur and chanted Hare Krishna. 1 billion names. 3 lakhs of names a day, just as Haridas Thakur had done. Something like 5 years he completed the vrata. So just hearing that little innocent kind of sounding bhajan prompted me to explain all this. One should be very careful. The purport is, one should be very careful in our Vaishnava ways that there are deviations that take place. That looks like, but it's not something genuine. When we are describing the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because we visit his Bhakti Kutir, I plan to speak about the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur here in Puri. And one of the big life-threatening challenges that Bhaktivinoda Thakur encountered was exactly along the same line. Someone whose name was Jagannath Das, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Jagannath Das to come here to Siddhavakul and associate with Haridas Thakur and become purified. He couldn't take the purification. He left the association of Haridas Thakur, and he became a deviated, another one of the Jati Gosai groups. And through the generations, to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, one of those persons became Bhishikasen, with similar deviated practices. Tilak, Kirtadoti, Sikha, looks good, but deviated teachings. We're here in Puri, so we can speak on these things. We should be very careful with such practices. One should be very, more than reluctant, unwilling to go outside of the hearing very carefully in disciplic succession. Even Kal Krishna Das, in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's direct association, got deviated. One disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the direct association of Haridas Thakur got deviated. What to speak of ourselves? We should be very careful. Stay under the shelter of this pure message of disciplic succession with our heartfelt prayers to Haridas Thakur for his mercy. The Siddha Bakul tree is a very coveted place. I can share this little detail with you. Our New York temple president, Ramabhadra, has a Nisringamurti that was carved from a limb of the Siddha Bakul tree that broke off during that big cyclone that came here to Orissa. One limb just broke off. And one of the pujaris, I don't know which one, had been visiting every year after our GBC meeting, he and Indradumna Maharaj and some others. When the limb broke, he made some murti of Lord Nisringadev. Rambhadra has it in his home. Siddha Bakul Nisringadev keeps it in his office and worships. Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. The very year that Bhaktivinoda Thakur came first to Puri as the deputy magistrate, whatever his high court judge here in Puri, he wrote a poem about Haridas Thakur's samadhi. First year he was here. And one of the lines in this poem you'll recognize: he reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavs die when thou art living still and sound. The Vaishnavas die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around. So I'll read the whole poem. It's nice. The Glorification of Haridas Thakur by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 1871. Titled, On Haridas Samadhi. A Sahagrahi Vaishnav. O born of Muslim parents, Haridas, and trained in youth in Muslim creed, thy noble heart to Vaishnav's truth did pass, the holy acts thy candor plead. Is there a soul that cannot learn from thee that man must give up sect for God? That thoughts of race and sect can ne'er agree with what they call religion broad? Thy love of God and brother, soul alone, bereft thyself of early friends, thy softer feelings oft to kindness prone, led on thyself for higher ends. I weep to read that Qazis and their men oft persecuted thee, alas! But thou didst nobly pray for the wicked then, for thou wert Vaishnav Haridas. And God is bound this grace to thee, O man, united thee to one who came to save the fallen souls from evil's plan of taking human souls to shame. For he, it was who led you all that came for life eternal, holy, pure, and gave you rest in heaven's enduring name and sacred blessings ever sure. Thy body rests upon sacred sands of Swargadwar near the sea. Oh, hundreds come to thee from distant lands to enjoy a holy, thrilling glee. The waters roar and storming winds assail thy ears in vain. O Vaishnav soul, the charms of Vrindavan thy heart regale. Unknown, the wheel of time doth roll. He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavs die when thou art living still and sound. The Vaishnavs die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around. Here it says, holy life. Now let the candid man that seeks to live follow thy ways on shores of time. Then posterity sure to him will give, like one, song in simple rhyme. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai.